This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Good. We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, everyone, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy. Called an audible, hey?
What do you mean?
He said everyone, not listeners.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well,
welcome
listeners
back, everyone,
and everyone.
The worst fucking day. One of the worst fucking days of the year. Am I right?
Honestly.
When those clocks move, I just get incensed.
I forgot. Totally forgot. 100%. Went downstairs this morning and I was like, and then I yelled at Stefan. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, did the clocks change? And he was like, yes, everything. And I was like, no, it's the worst.
It snuck up on me this year.
Man.
I was just like, what are we fucking doing?
I'm really, really upset.
Why are we doing it?
Because I get so sad.
Did you have a heart attack today? Because that's what.
A heart attack?
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
If you don't like the daylight savings,
not if you don't like it. It's just something
that happens.
That has been observed to have effects on people's cardiovascular health.
Well, you know what? Heart attacks show up differently in women than men, so maybe I'm having a heart attack right now.
Maybe. Who's to say?
Who's to know?
You feeling okay?
Yeah, right now. We'll see.
Okay.
I would make good content. We might go viral if I had a heart attack on the podcast.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm open to us going viral by whatever means.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would go viral.
Yeah.
It would just kind of be like, hey, woman records herself having a heart attack. Then they stop recording and go to the hospital.
Yeah, you'd have a good reaction.
If we kept recording all the way in, like if we did I would be a fan of that.
I'd be open to that. I'm just letting you know right now.
Okay.
In the moment, I might change my mind, but don't listen to me.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make some noise real quick. And then I'm just going to make some more noise and more noise.
It does make a lot of noise. I wonder why it does that for you.
You know, I do not move quietly through the world, do I?
That's true.
Depends on the day.
That's so true. That's okay, though. That's good.
I've got some truths and lies.
Me too.
I have four, but I'm going to whittle it down to three.
Oh, wow.
I crashed the fuck out staying up for the 18-game inning of the World Series.
Okay.
And like it ending with the Jays losing. And I was up for so long waiting for something to happen. Then the thing that happened didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasted, and I lost so much sleep. And I really needed a lot of energy the next day. And I was just like, I can't believe I fucking did this. Why the fuck? So I crashed out.
Okay.
Which made me lose even more sleep.
Like, you, okay. Yep.
So I crashed out a lot. I got a little high this week and I listened to one of our Showgirl podcasts and I inadvertently psychoanalyzed you and Stefan. Yeah.
Okay.
And
inadvertently is an interesting way to frame
it. It just kind of like happened, right? I was like, oh, there's a...
You have conclusions?
Oh, that's something interesting.
If this is true, do you share with us your 100%. Conclusions?
100%. Okay, I'm an honest person. Mm-hmm. And I'll, you know, there was that Slytherin thing. Again, me being high and you and your relationship makes me very uncomfortable. But mostly
it's
only
bachelorette party
mostly,
all over again.
Exactly. Mostly only when I'm high. Like I feel okay. I don't think it's going to ruin your guys' relationship.
Okay.
And it might be interesting.
Okay.
And number three, I am going to commit the rest of my fucking life to abolishing daylight saving time. Mm-hmm. I have my passion. If this is your mission, renewed.
I'm with you.
All right.
Okay, first one, lie. The crash out, I think, is a lie. I saw you after that game. And okay. I just feel like you would have mentioned it. But maybe not. We hung out for like hours.
Extremely disciplined in what I mention to you and what I don't mention to you when it's
during the week.
Content. Yeah.
When it's content. That's true. That's true. I'm still going to say lie.
Yeah, you
I don't
can
know
say
why.
Lie.
Second one was getting high.
Yep. I'm just like analyzing you guys.
God, I hope that's true. I'm going to say true because I really hope it's true.
You got to put it into the universe, don't you?
And then the third one was, I'm also going to say it's true because I also hope it's true because I'm joining you on that mission, mostly to stave off my own depression.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, first one, the Jays game. And it was a lie. You were right about that.
Yay.
I didn't crash out. I didn't stay up the entire time.
Neither did Stefan.
But I found myself like feeling like anxious during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little awareness moment where I was like, oh, you know, like this is neat. Like normally I would be like, I do not like feeling this way. I want mm-hmm. this to end. I mm-hmm. just like hate feeling anxious. But then I was like, you know, I don't feel this way every time. This is a newer, not a... It's a, what word am I looking for? Not a momentous.
Novel?
A novel event.
Mm-hmm.
Novel situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is having like a little effect on me.
Nice.
This is fun. And that also happened while I was watching Jurassic Park. And I was like, oh, okay.
Plug for Rebirth.
You know, I'm not enjoying how
right.
this is taking out of me.
Right.
But it is neat to...
To feel that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got a little high this week and psychoanalyzed you. No.
Oh, damn.
But I did psychoanalyze you and Rue.
That's even better. While you were high?
No. I did get high. I don't need to be high for that.
That's so good.
You were talking about your intruder
yep.
fears. And I was yep. like, oh, you and Rue have the same fear.
That's true. Rue is also scared of intruders.
And like, I don't know if we've put that together before.
Oh my God, it is so true.
It's like, are you guys playing off of each other?
Right.
Are you,
Now, the one thing I will say, it does not keep her up at night, as far as I'm aware. But you know what? Maybe it does. And she's just very quietly
Maybe
laying
just
in bed.
She's like so stressed all day that it just knocks her out.
Right.
Yeah.
She is very stressed
Whereas
right now.
Whereas you only think about it at night.
Yeah.
Well, not only at night.
Mostly.
Yeah. When you're like most anxious about it at
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
She's most anxious during the entire day. And she's
that
like,
is true.
And then she's like,
that
hey,
is factual.
We're actually safe. It's nighttime. Nobody's
no one walks at night.
Here
no one
at
does
night. When was the last
night?
Time that happened?
Yeah.
Never.
True. But people have come in during the day. For the love of God.
A lot.
Oh my God.
A lot.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
you're not wrong.
It's crazy. Rue's pretty, she has no issues with me now.
No, she's very happy with you. Yeah.
Does she still like get antsy with other people?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. She's better. I feel like
score for Uncle Jimmy.
Overall, with the guests we've had on the podcast, she does pretty good. But we've also only had female guests or like female presenting guests.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
I'll calm her down.
True.
That's
and
the
she does
effect
better.
I have on both of your lives, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I would say for sure. Oh my gosh. Wow. What a reflection. I was thinking about it last night. She really wanted to go for a walk in the evening. Stefan always takes her for a walk, but we were watching the game. So mm-hmm. she had to wait a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was like, man, she's probably like, you fucking assholes. I am being so clear with what I am asking of you. Like, so clear. I am crying. I eventually just lay down at the front door, which I never do because I'm just sad. And then nothing happens. You don't listen
nothing
to me.
Happens, yeah.
And I was like, that's got to be a very confusing experience for a dog. And they're like, I am being incredibly clear with mm-hmm. my desires and mm-hmm. no one's listening to me.
Your needs, my needs.
Yeah. Well.
Beautiful.
Okay, last one.
And the last one, obviously abolishing daylight savings time. Lie.
You like it?
I put on a ruse this whole time.
You lied to me when you came in the door?
Yep.
You like daylight savings time?
I have been setting the foundation. It's not that I like daylight savings time. It's that I've thought about it. And what do I want as an alternative?
I feel so betrayed right now.
I'm very happy. This is exactly what I was hoping for. But like when I think of an alternative to daylight saving time, like I grew up without daylight
true,
saving
you
time.
Did. That's true.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
And I don't hate that. Mm-hmm. It is nice not to have that massive change and mm-hmm. to just like naturally get shorter and longer and, mm-hmm. and whatever. But I was looking at the sunrise sunset times.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't move the clocks at all, our sunrise and sunset times in the summer are kind of fucked up.
It's true.
Like if we don't move the clocks, we like have light till 11 o'clock or I forget.
Other way.
It's either we have sunsets at like after 10 or 11 or sunrise is like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I think that's a little crazy.
I think it must be that one.
4 o'clock to 9 o'clock if we don't move the clocks.
Because I think right now at the peak we get sunset at like 10.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. 4 to 9 if we don't move the clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the argument. So really for me it's like, okay, do I want to be really happy in part of the year and really sad in part of the year? Or do I want to be like moderately sad and moderately happy?
You want those 4 to 6s all the way through.
You know?
But even then, I don't think...
Not, God, 4 to 6.
I don't think we get a huge benefit in the winter.
No, it sucks in the winter. That's what I'm saying. If we get rid of it.
Sorry to the winter lovers out there, but winter kind of sucks. I'm doing my best to... I'm having different experiences around winter. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's a growing experience. We love personal growth. But I'm starting from a very negative... Mm-hmm. View of, oh my God, did you get it?
That would have been cool.
Yeah. Winter is a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we move the clocks the opposite way.
Or just don't move them.
Or don't move them. Well, we don't move them in winter.
Well, we just move
winter
them.
Winter is where it is.
Yeah, but we just move them and that affects winter.
No.
Yeah, it does.
No, it affects summer.
Well, we move them again in the summer.
Well, I'm saying that the time only affects summer. Winter is normal time. Winter is what it would be like if we don't move clocks at all.
Is that true?
Yeah. Daylight saving time. We're saving the daylight by moving the clocks around.
Huh.
Yeah. And so we start off with like... sunrise at 8:30 and sunset at 4:30 at the solstice.
So that would mean that the sun's...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
It would always set at 4:30 in the winter.
Yeah.
Like how it is now.
At the latest. At the earliest.
Huh.
But what we're dealing with is not a time issue. It is a daylight hour issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? Do we want sunrise at 9:30 just for sunset at 5:30?
See, this is the problem, right? Is like, I don't really like the sun rising late in the morning because it's so much harder to get out of bed when it's pitch black outside. Mm-hmm. But also when the sun sets at like 5, I'm like, oh, it's sleepy time now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so unproductive.
I did have a nice experience where I was like, I'm actually enjoying the earlier sunsets.
That's nice for
I
you.
I like seeing the stars. Seeing the True. I was coming back from Rec Sports last week and coming down Memorial and like having the city all lit up. It was very nice.
I see that.
Yeah.
This is now hard for me.
The issue is not about moving the clocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's about when we have to go to work.
True.
And when we get off of work, right?
That's a good point.
Why are we working full summertime hours in winter? I've given you this pitch before, right?
Okay. I probably.
Where you're not allowed to work within an hour of sunrise and sunset. Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah. So yes. you can wake up like, so what? You can't go to work before 9:30.
Right.
So you wake up around like twilight, dawn,
right,
sunrise.
Right.
And then you have at least an hour of sunlight at the end of the day to go through like a little golden hour.
Huh. It's interesting.
That's my utopia.
I'm not as opposed now as I was at the beginning of this conversation. So that's something.
Well, I don't mind not moving the clocks.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still just a daylight hour issue.
Right, regardless of what happens.
Yeah.
I also think apparently it's happening. We're getting rid of it regardless. That's the way it's moving.
When?
I don't know. I think BC has to get on board.
I thought BC was already on board.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Only like Fort St. John or something.
Oh, yeah, them.
Yeah.
Them.
They're half the time. They don't have it. So half Not the time they're on BC and half the time they're on Alberta time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think the states, too, is another conversation.
Yeah.
Like specifically Montana.
Montana.
So, wow, this is interesting. Okay. I'm less opposed now than I was before. I am just like not looking forward to the depression.
It's annoying.
Of the winter. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I mind the cold.
That's that crazy.
Much. Like, I do, but I think I would tolerate it much more if it was sunny till 10 p.m.
But then it wouldn't be cold.
Yeah, we get sun in the winter.
Yeah, but if it's sunny till 10 o'clock p.m., it wouldn't be as cold because you'd be getting more sun.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, parts of the world get sun a lot and they're still cold.
You're talking about like Antarctica and the Arctic?
Yeah.
Not the best not the best situation.
Not the best example.
Yeah, do you want is that,
is you're that like, the road I want to go
you
down?
You know what? 24 hour sunlight.
That does not sound like a good time. And still like either.
Super and like snowy everywhere. That's not my vibe.
True. That's fair. Wow. Okay. What a time.
You're
bringing some nuance.
These conversations are always so interesting because everybody hates changing the clocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're always like, it's such a hard. And I'm like, well, you could take this into your own hands and know that something is coming and is always coming.
That's true.
And just start waking up or
do 5 minute like, increments for could, like.
And they're like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, you're choosing your path and now you get to pay for it.
That's actually a good point if you like had a kid, because I think parents have a really hard time with it. It's like, just start doing whatever the math is. 5 minute increments for however many days you need to do it for.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Or just, you know, we all get by.
Or just deal
Except
with
for
it.
Those people that get heart attacks and get into car accidents and stuff.
That's crazy. Maybe. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Are you ready for mine? Oh my freaking computer. I have three. I thought I didn't have any, but then I came up with some.
You know, that's the creative that's process, isn't it? Where you're like, I got nothing. And then you're like, wait a second.
Something is there. Okay.
Oh no.
What happened?
Why is it so watery?
Oh no.
I should have shook in your car ketchup.
Oh no. It was even fridge.
It's separated.
It's fridge ketchup. Oh, the worst.
Dump it over here.
Okay, first one. I'm like quite far into ACOTAR.
Ooh.
Let's see how far I am. I've got 4 hours left of the audiobook. I'm at chapter 26.
How long is the audiobook in total?
16 hours or something.
Man, I'm in the middle of like a 40-hour
audiobook. Yeah, it's not that long. Yeah. Comparatively to some of the other, like the audiobook I listened to before was like 60 hours. So this one's like, no problem.
It's a lot.
I also drive like a decent amount.
You got at least an hour.
Yeah. Every time I go to the office.
Office, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like probably at least 2/3 of the way in, a little bit more, actually probably 3/4 of the way in. Not impressed. Not into it. I was really last night specifically reflecting on my drinking. And I am starting to come to the conclusion that like maybe a 4-drink base is a problem.
That is.
I'm curious what you think about that one.
It's just not financially sustainable.
And then I had a near-death experience yesterday.
A near-death or a near-death experience?
No, near-death.
A near-death.
Yeah.
Near-death
similar,
adjacent.
Similarly to my choking, curry. Right? If I'd lost my airway, that's a near-death. I mm-hmm. didn't lose my airway, but I was close to losing my airway. So mm-hmm. near-death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first one was ACOTAR?
Yeah.
True. I don't think you would be impressed. And I think not being impressed is... right on par.
Okay.
Right on target.
Okay.
You have to get through the second book. That's
what I've been told.
And then you're probably still not going to be like impressed.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would like read ACOTAR and be like, wow, I'm so impressed. But I really enjoy the experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So true. And then the second one was you
reflecting on my drinking.
Also true.
Okay.
And then also true. 3 truths.
Okay. First one, true. I want to get into it. Maybe after this, depending if we have time. But I'm so unimpressed. And I've heard so many times, like, you got to get through the first book. Which is just, like, a horrible structure for a series. Like, how did she get away with this? Writing a first book that, like, universally is hated. And everyone's like...
I didn't hate it.
Okay. That's fair. Also, maybe impressed means something different to me. Like, for example, Fourth Wing. It's not like a masterpiece of literary proportion. Very entertaining, very gripping. The first book I was reading so much because I like couldn't put it down, even if there's a lot of problems with it. That mm-hmm. is not my experience with ACOTAR. So like all of the problems, there's nothing for me to be like, it has problems, but I'm having so much fun. I just hate it. I roll my eyes listening to it so often.
Mm-hmm.
But we can maybe
that's
get
fun.
More into it.
I would love to hear about the moments that make you roll your eyes.
Oh my God, I can't. Reflecting on my drinking, that a 4-drink base is a problem. No.
Oh my God. Get in the comments. Is a 4-drink base a problem? Is
no.
a 4-drink base a problem?
You know what I wrote in my notes? No, it's the patriarchy. I don't think a man who is like, oh, when I go out, I have 4 drinks minimum, anyone says anything. I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like in my experience, that's true.
I think if you're watching a dude down 4 pints in 2 hours...
not a problem.
Consistently. You might be like, he drinks a lot. That man drinks a lot.
I just don't think it's a problem.
Well, that's usually how people with problems think
yep.
before they acknowledge a problem.
I'm still pretty okay with it.
I think the only reason why you think your drinking is a problem is because you think it's directly tied to your voice. But I think drinking is just a time where you're social and being social and talking to people makes you lose your voice because as a weak
yeah.
woman, you have a weak vocal
yeah,
box.
Yeah, of course. That is the patriarchy.
This is the world, the universe being like, Janet,
shut up.
You project too much. You use your voice too much. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, you need to not.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're right. It is the patriarchy.
Yeah, I drank most of a bottle of wine last night.
Like, you know, when I hear you say that,
mm-hmm.
I just imagine you like chugging
that,
straight
yeah,
from the
no,
bottle, right?
That's not what's happening. I'm pouring glasses of wine.
Very quickly.
Not really. I wouldn't say an unreasonable speed.
Do you pour the bottle of wine into the glass as you're tilting the glass into your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it's just a constant stream.
Yes, exactly.
Just to get around that loophole.
Yes, exactly. No, I pour like very reasonable sized glasses of wine for myself. And then I had to save half a cup because I need it for my recipe tonight. So I saved half a cup.
If you had a problem, you might have a difficult time saving that half a cup.
True. That's true. I did measure it out so that I knew how much half a cup was because I didn't know looking at the bottle.
How are we talking about a 4-drink base before you feel tipsy?
Yeah.
Okay. And
maybe is, 3.
Maybe okay, a let's tiny not, bit tipsy. Let's not but, renege on. Let's
So I'm not, yeah.
Let's or just stand like strong. Before if you want to blame men, you got to sack up a little bit.
Like before I even really consider it drinking.
So like again, I feel like this is such an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the only person who thinks you have a drinking problem is you.
I don't even really think I have a drinking problem.
Right, because you convince yourself that you don't have a drinking problem.
But then people say like that stuff to me and then I'm like, oh.
After you also convince yourself that you do have a drinking problem. What would be the worst part about you having a drinking problem?
Well,
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Oh, as it stands, there are no bad parts.
Then it's not a problem.
Exactly.
Like, sorry, Janet, you can hold your liquor.
Yeah, exactly.
So why do you always come back to, like, I've got a drinking problem?
I don't think I have a drinking problem. That's the point.
I'm not the one who brings it up on the podcast.
I think you have brought it up.
No.
When you asked me if I had drinks and I said no, and then I say I had, like, 3, and then you're like, okay.
That has never happened in the history of this
podcast.
It has
totally happened.
That has never happened in the history of this podcast.
That has for sure happened.
No, that's never happened.
I disagree.
You are always like, I'm hungover. I didn't drink this weekend.
I say I didn't drink, and then you're like, well, you didn't drink, and I'm like, well, I had 3 drinks, but that's not. And then you're like, that's drinking.
You saw me move my mouse, right?
I thought I did.
What do you mean you thought you
I
did?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have a problem?
Maybe. No. I'm feeling pretty good about it, to be honest. Whether it's a problem or not, I'm feeling okay about it.
Okay. I think my mom is going through all of these, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So if she listens to this one and can keep an eye out for me ever raising the issue of you having a drinking problem... No. In any other way of just in response to you mm-hmm. and like, you know, ribbing you a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I can accept that.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
But I am 100% sure that that's never happened.
Okay. We'll find out. My uncle started to listen. He really likes it.
God
he
damn. Says,
he's like, you guys have great chemistry. We've I'm like, I chemistry. Know. I know we do.
That really is, that is the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 people with good chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Near-death experience?
It can't be false. And
well, it happened today, not yesterday.
Ah, you fucker.
I thought about
that's
putting...
That's such a bullshit.
I know.
Congratulations, Janet. I hope you feel proud.
I know, that's...
I'm going to give it to you. I laid the groundwork for my lie. And I fucking gotcha.
Can you imagine?
And ooh, yesterday, not today.
Yeah, I'll give it to you because it was
no,
a lame way
no,
to...
No, I still lose. I still lose the point. But I just hope you feel proud.
Mm-hmm. I did think about saying near-death experience instead of near-near-death experience.
But that would have been a lie.
That would also have been a lie. I was thinking about it when you said something about like heart attacks and car accidents, though. Because we almost got hit by a car, Ruby and I, this morning.
Mm.
We were crossing this road out here. She's worried about it.
She's being very cute.
Yeah, she's so cute. And her tail like wags a little bit, and it's really cute. And she snorts a lot. Oh my God. So fucking cute. We were crossing this road out front. Or like the big road over there.
Give the road so that people can
find me.
Track you down.
No. And there was a woman turning left. And I could see that she was not looking at Rue and I. No. I could see she was like checking the other way as she started to turn left. But I started walking because I was like, she's going quite slow. It's a really big intersection. And by the time she looks, like to look the way she's driving, she'll have plenty of time to stop, was my thought process. Incorrect. Wrong. She's driving. She's driving. And I realize that she is still not looking. So I am like, oh, shit. So I take some steps backwards and she like slams on the brakes immediately where I was like 2 seconds before. She for Damn. Sure would have hit Rue and I.
Damn.
And the look on her face was pure horror. Like, I wasn't even mad at her because she was so horrified.
She fucked up.
Like, you could just tell she was like, oh, my God, I almost hit this woman mm-hmm. and her dog. Like, she was horrified at herself. So I had my hand on my chest because my heart was beating pretty fast, even though like it was okay. And then but I was like also giving her the it's all good. Like, we're good. Everything's fine. But she yeah. was you could tell she was I think she sat there for a second after yeah. I kept walking or kept walking.
I imagine if you did get hit, I would have still showed up.
If I hadn't have told you or even if I had.
How
told
would
you
have told me if you got hit?
Well,
you'd
I don't...
be dead.
No, if she wasn't going that fast, I wouldn't be dead.
This is a very man thing to think. Oh, I could withstand a
no,
the
but
impact
I think like
car.
It would take like, I think I would have been injured. I don't think I would be dead.
I sure hope my ego's not up.
Now the question is, would Rue be dead? Really, Rue can't take as much.
Rue's
a little bitch. So she was also on the car side, oh, which yeah. is reflection bad part. Like there was a miss. I made mistakes. Because I knew she wasn't looking, so I shouldn't have walked. Also, like, wouldn't have been my fault if she'd hit us. But, you know.
You would get a settlement.
Yeah, true. Oh, my God. I think I would get more than $8,000. Maybe.
You would probably have to.
Yeah.
That's, like, the minimum.
Yeah, true.
Depends on how your
reproductive
organs fare.
True. Yeah,
lose,
yeah.
Lose, like, 40% of one ovary. Yeah,
that would be bad.
$6,000 right there.
True.
Except that program doesn't exist anymore. Too many people are getting sexually assaulted.
Oh, right. So they were like, we can't pay.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's too much money.
Yeah.
That's the issue we're going to tackle. Just take away victim support. Yeah, makes sense. Checks out.
This clearly isn't working.
This is not working. Giving people money after is not working. Huh. We're just going to... Anyways. Yeah, so like I made a mistake. But I also was, as soon as I made the mistake, I did everything right after that point because Rui and I are fine.
You went up to her, pulled your knife out.
Yeah, exactly. I just started kicking her headlights.
Smashed the
yeah.
side view mirror off.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like in other situations, I get very mad at people. Mm. Like I've done the thing where like I'm standing waiting and a car zooms by me and I do like the what the fuck, man? Like I'm waiting to cross. But in this situation, I could just tell she was so upset that I was like, it's all good, lady. Like,
yeah. And like having some control or like a wherewithal in that situation.
Yeah.
Is a little bit different than being completely caught off guard.
Totally. And I was watching her yeah. the entire time. So it was exactly. It was like, I think I would have been much more rattled if all of a sudden it had happened and I yeah. didn't know that she was there or whatever. Like yeah. I was kind of watching the whole time. I just made an assumption I shouldn't have made.
It reminds me of a time when I was a lifeguard and I was doing like a swimming lesson assessment to mm-hmm. see what level to put this kid in.
Mm-hmm.
And it became clear to me. as I was doing this assessment in like the shallow end of the pool, which is still too deep for like a 6 or 7 year old.
Yes.
This person could not swim. And I was like, let's see what happens.
I'm here. I'm watching.
And I was like, it was right at the end of my shift. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I had to jump in a pool to
rescue a kid.
Not let a kid drown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I think that counts. I think that counts as one life saved. One rescue successfully performed, which you don't get to do very often as a lifeguard.
No,
depending on where you're at.
Which is good, probably.
I don't know. Like, what's all the training for, right?
True.
If your training is only good to prove that you can do the training when you have to do like all these skills tests and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I think if you really, you got to be like a beach lifeguard.
Yeah.
Because I think they get hardcore training and they got to deal with shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got crazy people all the time on the beach.
Crazy people.
You're just allowed on the beach. You don't even have to pay. I know.
I know. And there's currents and there's things happening and waves. The ocean is scary.
I love playing in waves though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the water.
I love a boogie board.
It is scary, though. Well, big ocean waves, scary. Fun.
It kind of ties into what we're going to do today.
That also is scary. That's scary. What I got.
Water's scary.
I think if I'd gotten hit by the car, then it would have been a near-death experience. If I'd survived.
You are just really... I'm not saying that you're overestimating your ability to survive the impact of a car. But I fear that you're not taking it into consideration just how impactful getting hit by a car is.
Maybe I'm not. I just think I would be injured but alive.
What kind of car?
I think it was like a hatchback or like a small SUV. No, it was smaller than my vehicle.
I feel like you're the right height to just get...
just snapped in half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Wherever that car is hitting you.
Right in my internal organs.
It is knocking your head directly into the hood.
Yeah. That's probably true. That's a good point.
Now I'm imagining you getting hit by a car.
Honestly, me too.
It's kind of funny.
Me too. I'm kind of imagining me like folding over the top of the car.
Like you get hit onto the hood and then you also like just bounce off.
Honestly, I'm more worried about Rue.
Well, yeah,
in that situation.
Well, yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah,
we love our dogs.
We love our dogs.
Do you notice that we have the same hair today?
What do you mean we have the same hair today?
I have a side part.
You do have a side part. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Honestly, I don't hate it
because you had to do it for your costume.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
See, my hair, I could never change my part.
That's not true.
Well, it would look weird if I.
Well, it looks weird for like a day, and the only person who notices it is you, and like the people you know the most.
And maybe I'll experiment. Nah, yeah. I don't really want to set apart.
Do you want to see what I got from roller skating?
You have a big bruise.
I got 2 blisters, and they didn't even like.
Oh, ouch!
Yeah, they hurt a lot.
Yeah,
they didn't. They went past the blister stage and straight into the wounds.
Yeah. Wound is such a crazy word.
But accurate.
It is a word that sounds exactly like what it means. That's all I got to say. Like the sound of saying the word out loud. You went roller skating on Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
Nice.
Honestly, a bit dull. Not dull and like not fun at all, but definitely not bumping.
Okay. But oh, was, like there wasn't a ton of people?
It's not like it was like this giant party.
Okay.
But, it might have been awful if... it was a lot busier.
True.
And kind of tricky. Real roller skates are kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Very different than ice skates because you can't just like slide
right
over your shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Roller skates are the 4 wheels.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But they did have roller blades as well.
Oh, man, I don't know the last time I used, I don't know if I've ever used roller skates.
Yeah, that was my first time.
Roller blades.
They're fun.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They've got to be easier than roller blades, I would imagine. As well.
Right? Different.
Okay.
Different thing going on.
Okay.
Because with rollerblades, it really is a lot more like ice skates.
Right. You just slide.
No.
You slide.
No. What?
I don't know.
Slide?
Well, like, I don't know. You keep going.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I don't know what I'm
saying. You mean like to stop?
No.
What?
Do your feet slide versus like having to step and push.
Have you ever rollerbladed either?
Yeah. You just keep going.
I was saying like rollerblades are more like ice skates and like, I don't know. I find it really hard to like not have my feet, my legs like kind of go inward.
Oh, yeah.
On ice skates and stuff. Whereas roller skates, it was a lot easier for me to like stay
stable,
upright.
Yeah.
But they are like, they're heavy.
Okay.
And it's different in a way. I can't really describe it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Anything you need to? I don't think we can talk about ACOTAR. I know somebody else who's reading it at the moment, or maybe they're not reading it.
Okay.
I think they have the same vibe as you, though.
Okay.
Like just like eh.
Someone who listens to the podcast, or you just don't want to talk about it because you're going to talk about it with them.
No, I know they've listened to the podcast recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to. We don't want to give spoilies.
We don't need to give spoilers.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's
but we
fair.
Can have like a short discussion if you want.
No, we can wait. We can maybe do it a different episode.
Okay.
Once I finish it. And they've finished it as well. So we don't give spoilies.
I don't know if they're going to.
Oh, they're going to not finish
it. I have no idea.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, we'll update next week. See what happens. See where we're at.
I just think. Okay. Do you know it's Beauty and the Beast?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't really give me that vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
He literally shapeshifts into a beast.
Yeah, but him shapeshifting into a beast adds nothing to the story.
Other than the symbol of a beast.
Yeah,
what
but
the
like
fuck? What the fuck?
Honestly, what it feels to me like, okay, let's talk about it.
What the fuck?
It feels like she looked at a whole list of romantic-y tropes and just shoved a bunch in the story.
No, yeah.
And not in a... I think my biggest problem is it is really lacking causality. The entire story is lacking. Like, in a story, it's like one thing causes another thing, which causes another thing, which affects this thing, which... And to me, that is not happening at all.
No, that's fair.
Even the basic premise of her getting brought into the fairyland makes no sense. Like, they did not explain it very well. She kills the guy.
Yeah.
The other guy shows up and is like, well, I got to kill you or I can take you into my lands.
Yeah.
And you're like, is that true? We don't know that's true. You could have just made that up. Also, why? Why would you take her into her lands? That still makes no sense. There's no answer to that. So that, like the basic premise of the story, there's no reason for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there has to be a reason why he would choose that over killing her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's a good reason.
Pussy.
Well, that's basically what it seems like, is he's like, I want to have sex with you, so I'm going to bring
you. Yeah, this like 19-year-old starving girl.
Literally, like, that's
meow.
Like the only reason.
Wow.
That's like the only, which also doesn't like make any sense, but it's like the only possible thing that is tracking with how the story is going right now.
Yeah.
And then my other big problem is I feel like she is not a distinct character. There's really a lack of interiority on her part. So it's really hard to like she doesn't question why she's being brought in. She's like, guess this is happening. She's not like wondering. The questions, even if there's an answer that happens later, she needs to be asking those questions and she's not.
I guess.
I think that's a
little snooty.
Oh, for sure. These are all very snooty takes.
I think that's quite snooty.
This is my thing, is that because I didn't enjoy it, my snootiness really takes over.
And let's be honest. You've been, I imagine.
I went in.
Not wanting to enjoy it, right? Yes, so like you're looking for all these things, right?
This is all caveated by the fact that I'm being snooty and I knew or suspected I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
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 And I like romanticy, so it's not the genre. I'm going to just put that up.
Wink, wink.
And then my other...
No, but I think like, I think going through an experience where you're like, oh, I'm looking to not enjoy this and then being able to deal with that in some sort of way.
Yeah. I feel like I'm comparing it again to like my experience of reading Fourth Wing for the first time, which I had suspected that I would be snooty about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, but because I enjoyed it so much, my snootiness kind of was like, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flaws, but I'm having so much fun, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And that's just...
I probably get to the end of the book and hopefully experience other things that the series has to offer.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I... It's one of those things where someone can be like, ugh, this is so stupid. I don't know why everybody loves this. This is like, how can anybody enjoy this?
See, and I'm not really doing that.
No.
No.
But there are people who do.
I'm sure.
Who do that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then like getting into the mindset of like, why do people enjoy this?
Yeah.
And this idea, even just the motivation and the lack of internal dialogue and curiosity or whatever. I can definitely make it make sense in terms of the character.
Yeah.
But that's not, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be an off-putting reading experience either.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of my problems as like someone who is hoping to write a book that gets published one day is just this like, I don't know, it seems like sometimes I read books and I'm like, this. And especially when it's
if
like...
If you ever read that book I gave you, which
I
think I took back eventually.
I think it might be in a bag in my...
I think
I'd have the same thoughts.
I would hope that you go a little easier on yourself for what needs to be a finished product in order to get published.
Yeah, like I feel like sometimes I read things and I'm like, everything that I know about what needs to be a thing for this to succeed in a very competitive industry, like it is insanely competitive, is just like not here.
Yeah.
And that's a struggle for me.
Well, yeah. And it's one of those chains that we either chain ourselves by.
It's true.
Or you're like, hey, maybe I am not the average reader. If I, you know, if I'm trying
that is
to
true.
Write like some of the best prose that...
Which makes me sound snooty again by saying
you are
that,
snooty.
But I am snooty.
You are snooty.
Especially when it comes to books.
We can all be snooty.
My other big problem, the scene that made you cry.
Yeah.
Crazy. Basically has not been mentioned once since it happened.
No, it doesn't come back.
And it's like, why? What is...
Oh, it's characterization.
I don't think it worked that way for me.
Well, no, because you don't want to like this book.
Yeah, probably. But it's just crazy that the next day she's not like... That was a crazy thing that happened. They just never... She, like, thinks about it once.
I'm yeah.
Like, I feel like I would be thinking about that a lot.
But you didn't care in the first place. So who's to say that you would care a lot?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I don't know.
You would be even less broken up about it.
I feel like it's a very visceral, graphic thing that you witnessed. I feel like you'd be thinking about it.
And that's one of the things. Like, did you... experience it that way? Okay, so yeah, like did you experience it as like graphic and
I would
did
say,
did you have a visceral experience?
Well, a little bit. I would say I was really thinking about the X-Men scene where Angel gets his wings grated, like sawed off by his dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In which movie is that?
It's probably
Days of Future Past, maybe.
Is it Days of Future
Past?
It's
one of the later.
Back in X3, the last
I don't think
stand.
It's X. Oh, maybe it is. Oh, no, I don't think.
But Angel.
Is X3
Angel's
when
a
they're...
secondary character.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
X3,
he's in
not...
like. Is X3 when they're looking for the cure? Because I think it's the same movie where they're looking for the cure.
I don't know.
Anyways, it's a very graphic scene when he gets his wings like cut off. Or he's cutting his own wings.
He's cutting his own wings off. Okay,
I'm coming around. But it's because his dad is like the head of whatever and has been keeping him in a room because he's ashamed of him. Yep. Yes, he cuts his own wings off. Very graphic.
Yeah.
That was in my head. So like that made it more visceral because I was like, that is a really gross scene in X-Men. Yep. And this guy's very sad about his wings, which is sad.
Yeah.
But then it just, I'm like, eh.
It's not a bad criticism. You haven't finished the book. You haven't seen the character arc.
Mm-mm.
I would say ACOTAR is act one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, the experience with the fairy doesn't really come back. What I got from that scene was just like, hey, it made me cry.
Fairy Santa.
Something die, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like that was also like a little thing with Tamlin and being like, oh, I don't remember it very well, but you know, she sees Tamlin as like this awful, beastly, whatever. And it's just like, you know, also just like a little bit of the world building where it's like, what the fuck is going on? And also maybe this guy isn't as heartless or whatever as I expect.
I think maybe that's my problem is I don't think she saw him that way, basically, right away.
I
feel like her opinion changed like so fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because his beastie stuff really isn't a thing. Doesn't happen very much. And when it
does,
I haven't finished the book. I'll finish the book. I am going to listen to the second one. Mm-hmm. I've committed to listening to the second one because everyone says it gets better. So, or like it gets, I don't know, faster or more so because it's been like pretty slow. It's a slow book for sure. So I'm committed to listening to the second one and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah.
And if I enjoy it, then the snooty stuff won't matter as much again.
Well, maybe.
I might still be snooty about it, but I might still also enjoy it at the same time. Two things can be true.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But we'll
how do you deal with bad reading experiences as you're reading?
I think if I was reading this as a physical book, I would have put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have much less attachment. I think I said this to you when I started listening to it or when I was going to. I have much less attachment to listening to things because I like have to drive an hour every day. So I might as well listen to something.
Even that is kind of a knock against the experience I'm either not getting attached to this book in the same way if I was reading it, or I'm also like putting up some walls against getting attached to this book as well, right?
And that is fair. Though there are some books, like the series I just finished, I only listened to audiobook because I really hate the physical writing of it, like the way it looks on the page. And it's one of my favorite series. So like there are some series where I listen, especially when they're massive books. I find that's my best way to consume huge books is through listening to them. But that being said, so I kind of have both ends of the spectrum. I either listen to books I really enjoy.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Joy, or I'll listen to like a book I have to read for book club.
Yeah.
But I'm not that excited about. I'll listen to it instead of read it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have to dedicate less specific time to it.
Yeah.
But then on the other end, there's audiobooks that I listen to and I really enjoy them and I listen to them purposefully.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like ACOTAR is like, it is not for the people who read 50 books a year.
Right.
It is for people who
read the series a year.
Who read Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Every 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's it.
Yeah. Like this series is all they'll read and they'll maybe get through it this year. Yeah, that's fair.
But
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll finish it. I'll listen to the second one. We'll go from there.
I'm sure there's going to be a couple parts at the end where you're like, this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I'm sure
like,
there will be.
Like, yeah.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah. There's one thing that people are like, I almost like stopped reading at this part. I'm like, you get it. You get it. You had the experience that the author kind of wanted you to have. And you were like, and the thing is, you just didn't.
You didn't stop reading.
You didn't stop reading, but like, you didn't trust that the author like was trying to do anything.
Right.
And granted, not every single scene, every single line is that intentional.
Right.
But at least again, like if I can find some like meaning in it.
Yeah.
Even just like not questioning a lot of the things that she.
That's the thing.
This bitch has been starving for how long?
It's true.
And the fact that he did not slaughter her family, she's like, great.
Yeah.
That's all that I care about.
Yeah. That's,
I am in survival mode and we don't get too deep.
But why didn't he kill her? Again, still don't have an answer. Anyways, we don't need to get into it.
Still don't have an answer. You'll get an answer by the end of the book. If you find it satisfying is another.
Yeah.
But there is an answer.
Yeah. I believe that. Anyways.
And again, like this is a fairy tale.
Yeah.
So the.
To get rid of that fly. Yeah.
I'm not saying that it doesn't suffer from any like cause and effect stuff.
Yeah.
But it's cute.
Okay.
It's cute.
We'll see.
How much longer do you want to keep going?
What time is it? Oh, we have some time. I'm good.
Okay.
For a little bit.
Okay.
You got an activity?
I've got an activity.
Oh, no.
Do you want to figure your shit out?
What do you mean?
Do you want to figure your shit out?
Not really.
We got to call in the reinforcements.
What is that?
They're tarot cards.
Oh, we can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not so bad.
You know, like, how's your spark doing?
It's been sparkier.
It's been sparkier?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me?
No, it's not great right now. I'm not lying to you.
Okay. How should we start this?
I don't know.
We're just going to vibe. We're just going to go with it a little bit.
Okay.
You ever experience magic in your life?
Probably. I can't think of a specific situation, but yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like tarot is like a certain kind of magic.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this shit's just fucking weird.
That's fair.
But it also is like some of that astrology stuff where it's like anything vague enough can be applied.
Right. Yes. Again, easier to poke holes.
But it's like, for me, it's a very nice processing tool.
Okay.
And the magic part comes in where it's like, oh, this is
that
weird.
That means something, right?
This is weird where this. Okay, Queen of Swords.
What does that mean?
Maybe this is you. Mm-hmm. You're someone, are you more logical than you are emotional?
Yeah.
But you, maybe not more logical than you are emotional.
But I use that side of me more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very like Queen of Swords energy.
Okay.
Swords are the intellectual thought suit.
I'm a genius, so.
Well.
No, okay.
Queen of Swords definitely has that like the King of Swords is very discerning. You know, they take in the emotion, they're kind of like in that intuitive thing. Whereas like Queen of Swords, I guess I don't draw Queen of Swords that often.
Yeah.
But it's like it's maybe more of those feminine qualities. While still having that masculine, logical thing, right? Like your thoughts align with your emotions rather than your emotions aligning with your thoughts.
Okay.
But that's not really anything because we didn't ask anything right now. So why don't we start off with just like what has been getting a lot of your attention lately? And then like what is being hidden in those shadows?
Okay.
So what has been getting a lot of light? And then what has been getting shadowed.
Okay.
So we have Queen of Wands upright for what's been receiving a lot of light lately.
Okay.
And then we have the Hermit reversed for what's been in the shadows.
Okay.
Queen of Wands. So wands are like an action suit. Kind of like doing projects or ideas, you know, something that you're like passionate about. It's also like the fire suit.
Okay.
So again, like the queen figure in this masculine area. I don't know. I'll throw you the card.
Okay.
And then you show me, tell me if you see anything.
Okay, but upright. Oh, it's the queen. Okay.
What's been, so like maybe the thing that's been getting a lot of attention in your life is just like what you need to be doing. What is like, okay, what are I don't know if you're trying to do something, mm-hmm, or like achieve something you've been writing.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's that project, and maybe, mm-hmm, if you're feeling more grounded in that project,
okay,
or even just like giving a lot of attention,
mm-hmm,
to it right now. It could also be like the work related stuff where it's like, what the fuck do I need to do,
mm-hmm,
in this situation?
Yes.
But I don't know. You got any vibes?
That makes sense. I feel like both of those things are true. I've been giving a lot of more thought and time to writing because work is
not where you're getting your
new
jimmies wrestled.
Yeah. Yep. But also taking a lot of my brain space.
Yeah.
Thinking about work.
Yeah.
Not even like work, the actual work, just like the situation of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also like, there are sunflowers on that card, yes, as well, right? So even just like some growth, some aspect of, mm-hmm, growth or whatnot. Sunflowers, also the sun, blah, blah. You know, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sun is, it makes sense that this is like you're getting a lot of attention card.
Mm-hmm. There's some lions.
Lions, yeah. Yeah, very Leo oriented.
Mm. Okay.
Uh-huh. So, no, you don't have any notable astrology in Leo. I don't think so.
Not that I remember.
I think my mom's north node is in Leo.
Okay.
Yours is in Scorpio. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the shadow being like the hermit.
Okay.
So, upright, the hermit is like, I don't know, tell me about a hermit. What comes to mind when you think of a hermit?
They keep to themselves.
Keep to themselves, yeah.
They protect themselves.
Yeah.
They might be scared.
Scared.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the fucking people who go into the forest and just,
yeah,
hang out, and their really friends are the trees.
Really don't want anyone there.
Yeah, very, yeah, isolated.
Yeah.
But hermits generally, you know, they go into like those isolated places,
mm-hmm,
for reasons.
Okay.
And they tend to like come out with some kind of wisdom,
right,
from those experiences, yes, too, yes, right? Yes.
Witch in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But one of like the hermit's character, like the character growth that the hermit needs to experience is like, you can be isolated and alone and look for all these truths. Like the hermit is searching for something, right?
Right, yes.
Even if it's just like peace or contentment, yes, or truth. Or
also usually running away from things, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know when I relate to the hermit, it's like, I've got to like figure out the right way to be doing everything. So I need to figure out how to live with myself before I can like live with other,
okay,
people,
okay,
or even running away from the fact that like, I don't want to be around other people because I don't like the way it makes me feel. So I'm just going to,
right,
I'm just going to isolate,
right,
and go into myself and whatnot. And I'll be with the trees and the squirrels and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the hermit does like get some kind of wisdom, but the hermit also needs to like share that wisdom, and he needs to like get out of that isolation.
Yes.
Eventually. Right.
Yes.
But your hermit is reversed.
Okay.
You're in a liminal space.
I am in a liminal space.
How dark have you let it get?
In what way?
Have you really done a deep dive? How spirally have we got?
I think I'm trying to stay out of the spiral because I'm scared about how deep the spiral
that's
goes.
Why it's reversed, right? Okay. Because you're like, there's something here.
There's something down
there's
there.
Something here, but yeah, if I just figure out what I need to do,
yeah,
if I just shine a light,
yes,
on all the things that I want to be shining a light on, yeah, I know,
okay,
then maybe I don't have to. Maybe I don't have to go into this dark place.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, be surrounded by shadow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
I love tarot.
That's nice.
Give me 2 seconds. Yep.
The Monster, the Ed Gein story, just like the promo image of it came up on the screen, and it was him putting on a skin mask. It was very dark looking.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah.
Ooh, skin mask.
He's the skin guy. Loved human skin.
You know,
turning it off because it was very distracting.
I'm so content with my, the depth that I engage in like true crime.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've really stepped off the pedal.
I don't seek it out, and it doesn't really seek me out.
There you go.
Yeah.
I used to be right in it.
And now you're not?
Well, I just don't think it's good for my anxieties at night specifically.
Speaking of your anxieties.
Yes.
We're going to dive into it.
Okay.
we're going to go into the...
Can I tell you a quick story first?
I guess.
It's super quick. It's related to my anxieties.
Fine.
So I think I've told you before that I have these like waking things where I like think I'm awake and I'll see something like a mouse or a spider and I think I'm awake and I'll be like, oh my God, Stefan, you've never told me this. Oh my gosh.
You mean hallucinations?
Like when I'm asleep at night, I will think I wake up. I will look and there'll be like a mouse crawling up the side of the bed.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And then I'm like, oh my God, Stefan. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I was just sleeping.
Okay.
But I'm convinced I'm awake in that moment.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's like, there's been spider, not fun. Mouse, like, not fun. There's been like a person one once. That was also not fun.
Uh-huh.
And then the other night it happened.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I saw Stefan. And I was like, Stefan, are you in the room? But he was beside me and he said, yes. And apparently, I don't really remember this, but I grabbed his arm very tightly and was like asking him if he was there. And then I had to turn on the light to make sure there was, in fact, no one at the end of the bed.
So this is when you were awake.
Well, yeah. Like by the time I turned on the light, I was awake.
Okay.
But in the middle, it was kind of, I was in a liminal space. I was like halfway awake, halfway asleep. And then, and I was like, oh, did you just walk into the room? Because I was like, oh, maybe I saw him walk in, but I was like mostly asleep. So like, I wasn't really sure what I was seeing. And he was like, yes. But then the next morning he was like, yeah, it was like half an hour later that this happened.
Oh.
Like when you asked if I'd just come to bed, it was like, yeah, I just came to bed, but like not literally just came to bed. And I'd also totally forgotten it happened the next morning until much later in the day when he mentioned it again. He was like, oh, it's like when you grabbed me so hard last night. And I was like, oh my God, that did happen.
I would not react well to being grabbed really hard.
Yeah, he was awake.
Being asleep.
Luckily, because I'd been like, are you beside? I was talking to him.
Yeah.
I don't remember grabbing him, but apparently I did. So, yeah, that happened.
That's great.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Good nighttime experience.
Just adventures.
Coming out of a dream and then still having the feelings of the dream.
Oh, man.
But you're awake and you don't remember what
it's
the dream was.
Super weird.
It's pretty just.
I've had it happen once where I got up out of bed and I could not see anything.
Yep.
I was in the pitch black.
Yeah.
And I thought I was in a room and then I was like feeling a fireplace and then I woke up and it was the dresser in the room and I could see. But I was walking around and I was like, "Oh my God, I can't see." And it was very scary because I was like, "I don't know where to go. I don't know where there's light."
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I was at the bathroom door and there's like a dresser right there and I was like feeling the dresser. And there was enough light in the room to see because the room was not pitch black at night.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird.
What a crazy experience.
It's a weird time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And that was recently?
Well, this happened like on Friday or something or Thursday night. Yeah.
Down.
Not the pitch black one, but the seeing Stefan in the room.
And why is heavy? Fuck.
I got it.
Why is Janet having weird dreams? Or no, I don't know. Do we care about your dreams?
You don't have to care about my dreams. I don't even think dream is the right word.
In nightmares, yeah.
Because I see the room.
Yeah.
Like I'm awake, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I see the room as it is. Now that darkness one was a dream.
Yeah.
But I I see Stefan, I see the bed, I see all this.
Yeah.
And then I see a mouse running up the side of the bed, but it's not there.
Okay. So for your little venture into the dark.
Yeah.
Tarot's hard for me in the way that it's like, I really want to be asking like the specific questions of like, okay, what are you hiding from? What are you going to find? Oh, fucking hell. Fuck.
Everything's fine.
Oh my God.
I need to take off my sweater. Just keep going.
Push your microphone towards me.
Oh, why?
So I can clap.
Got nice. It.
Okay. But like asking specific questions is not always like super interesting. Because then you're also like looking for that confirmation. And if you're trying to tempt the spirits into just like proving that they know what's up.
Right.
Then you're just asking for
trouble.
Well, you're asking for trouble and you're asking like they're not gonna give it to you.
Right.
You always gotta like look a little. It's always out of your peripherals.
You look sideways.
Yeah. But do you want to see what like your 1 month, 6 month, and 12 month trajectory will look like?
That's scary, but sure.
It's scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can do it.
Okay. So we'll do 1 month, 6 month, and 12 months.
Okay.
So we've got 1 month, we've got 6 months, and we've got 12 months. So in a month you might be like feeling pretty okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know why, but we got the Temperance card.
Maybe I'll find out I'm pregnant and then I'll be really happy.
Could you imagine?
Don't let that color your reading of the tarot.
You know, it's going to. it doesn't seem to be coming up in any way. Oh, fuck. But you do have like an Ace of Pentacles reversed in your 6 month.
That sounds dark.
Well, the Pentacles is all about like material stuff.
Okay.
Or not. I don't know. Lots of people, it's like it's the earth suit.
Okay.
It has a lot to do with like practice and honing your craft.
Okay.
And things like that and like working towards something.
Okay, I like that.
Maybe it's less about like materials and more about just like that growth thing, right? I think that makes a lot of sense.
That makes sense.
Because a lot of people talk about like material wealth or material whatever, possessions.
Yeah.
But I also met a guy who was like, it's a very spiritual suit. And I kind of relate to the spiritual aspect of it.
Like gaining through growth, not gaining through possessions.
Is that a little bit
the vibe?
A little bit. There's definitely like, there are some cards in the Pentacle suit where it's like, ooh, this seems very like possessive.
Okay.
But like I think growth makes a lot of sense with like earth and like you can be possessive with the things that you gain during your journey. True. You can also, but you just need to be working at it to be able to like achieve those goals.
Yep.
Ace of Pentacles, ace is always like a beginning.
Okay.
So like starting a new journey with this like growth concept.
Okay.
It's reversed.
That's bad.
No, it's no good or bad.
Right.
There's no good or bad in what? Oh, there's no good or bad. Just what is. So like, and like it's not, it doesn't make the card bad. It just kind of alters the energy, right?
Yeah.
So it could either be like the opposite where it's like, oh, you're not starting something new.
Okay.
Or it could be like lessened energy.
Okay.
Not necessarily reflective or applicable to this card, But again, kind of like the hermit where you're like, you're kind of just like not choosing to go down that road.
Right.
You're kind of putting up a wall against it. Okay. You might be like at 6 months, you might be like, I know what I have to do or want to do or need to do. I'm just like, I can't take that first step. There's something that's keeping me from taking that. Like committing to that.
Right.
And then a year down the road, we've got the Four of Cups reversed.
Yeah.
And so here, I'll throw this to you. That didn't work. Nope. Great. Okay. But just let me know what you see in that as like a story. What's
okay, when it's reversed or just
upright.
Way. We got a little cloud. Oh, he doesn't look very happy.
Doesn't look very happy.
No. We got empty cups. I would say they're empty.
Sure.
And we got a cloud bringing a cup. I don't know what that means.
How would you describe what's happening?
Someone's offering something to him, but he doesn't look very open to it.
Boom, boom. That is the meaning of the
card. Wow.
And that's one of the cool things about tarot. Like, you can go through tarot cards and study, like, typical meanings and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the way that tarot is kind of not situated, but the whole thing about it is like you just know. Damn. You can just like look at the card and be like, oh, okay, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It does help if you understand like some of the symbols and
right.
and like that kind of thing. Yes. But basically Four of Cups is just like not being happy with what you got.
Oh man, I don't want to be right? there. And oh,
but yours is reversed. So it could be like, so there's some energy of like, I'm not happy with what I've got.
Yeah.
So in connection to a 6 month Ace of Pentacles thing where you're like, I know I want to do something. I'm just not taking
right.
the first step to do it.
Yes.
By 12 months, you're going to be like, the only reasoning that I need to do this and to commit to this is the fact that I know that I'm not happy okay. with what I've got.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now the specifics of that, we could get into it, but I don't know how open you are to that.
I don't, what does that mean?
Well, it's like, what are you not, what, like, oh. what is this? What is this? What are you looking for? You know?
I don't know. That's probably the problem.
It's a little tricky and I don't
it
know.
It's tricky.
You know, I'm a little insecure in my ability or in the confidence to like give you anything. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know if it matters.
True. That yeah. could be true.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a lot about work.
A lot about work.
As we do this.
Well, why don't we just see? Let's see if we get a clarifying thing about work.
That scares me a little.
Well, you already know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
That you don't want to be doing what you're doing, right?
True.
And like, I guess, what if it's like, what if we ask, what if we go back to that light and shadow kind of thing of mm-hmm. like, what is receiving a lot of attention
mm-hmm.
from you about what's not making you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is that thing that's still influencing you, but hidden in the shadows?
Sure.
So we're doing light and shadow for okay. work.
Okay. Light. Shadow.
Okay. So we, for the light, we've got like the Three of Wands reversed.
Okay.
I'll throw this to you and see. Honestly, I'm not surprised that when I throw the cards, it doesn't do what I want it to do.
But you're a little
disappointed. But I'm a little surprised that it hasn't been worse.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Looks like this guy's starting a journey or like looking. Are those boats? Oh, maybe not starting a journey then because he's on land and those are boats. Maybe like wanting something out in the distance.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Wanting something out in the distance. That's not a terrible read. I pulled that recently with a situation that I'm going through where I'm like, holy fuck, man. I just like, I do not want to be like engaging with this much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just like been something where it's like, it's been taking a lot of my energy lately. And I forget what context I drew that card in. But it was kind of the vibe of like, you know, like the two of wands, someone's holding a wand in one hand,
okay,
a globe in the other, and then one wand is like strapped to the wall.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like, it's that choice of starting that project, making that decision kind of thing, and knowing what you want out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three of wands. So the two of wands is like putting that energy out there. And then the three of wands is like waiting for it to come back.
Oh, so you're okay.
Like, all those boats are coming back to you. You kind of like sent them out, and now you just kind of have to wait
mm-hmm.
a little bit mm-hmm. for what's coming back to you. With a three of wands reversed for you though, you're not getting a lot of out of this position anymore. You know, you've put in all of the effort,
mm-hmm.
And even like maybe the effort that you're putting in or want to put in is just not going anywhere, mm-hmm. or because it's not like, I don't know, are you completely happy with everything in the program right now?
No.
Yeah, but you know,
but like fine with it mostly. Yeah I'm not like, oh my god, it's perfect.
Yeah,
but most of it I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so like this is receiving a lot of attention from you of just like maybe not receiving a lot from the work that you're doing.
That would check at this out point currently,
right?
Yep.
And so that's receiving a lot of attention where you're just like, I am not getting any kind of like fulfillment or the kind of fulfillment that I am looking for.
Yes.
And then the shadow of that is the King of Pentacles.
Okay.
So this is like,
oh, okay.
This big boy.
Big boy.
This big boy. Ooh, see, I tried harder. King of Pentacles in terms of upright, the shadow. Right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Maybe like the thing that is influencing you is like, you know that you can be getting more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that means like, I don't know if that means strictly in like money or whatnot, but like, you know that you can have better experiences
mm-hmm.
than the experiences that you've been having.
Right.
And so that kind of gets back to your liminal space as well, where it's like, holy shit, how much longer can I put mm-hmm. up with this depression
mm-hmm.
when I know that there's not depression or that I've experienced not depression before. And like, you probably have like a lot of ideas about why you're in this rut.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that you are just like in a rut.
Yeah. That checks.
Yeah.
All checks out.
Yeah. And again, I could just be like, I'm taking the things that make sense based off of what I know about you.
Yeah.
But the neat thing is that the cards still come up.
True.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. It checks out pretty well.
So I have a question around like what the path forward kind of looks like.
Okay.
And I don't know how to phrase it yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like we always, with everything, we always like have choices, right?
Yeah.
So like you could just be in a rut and someone might choose to wait it out. And then it's like, okay, what happens if you just like wait it out?
Yeah.
Versus what happens if you take some kind of action or what do you need to do to blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily have the question figured out yet.
Formulated.
Yeah. You got any thoughts?
No, but I think I know the answer, even if you don't have the question.
What's the answer?
Well, I think I'm in a waited out stage right now.
So like, why
I'm
don't we...
hoping things change around me.
Yeah.
Currently. Just like not the, you know.
I like doing masculine and feminine pulls.
Okay.
Where like the masculine is like the active component and the feminine is the receptive component.
Okay.
But I don't think that's necessary. Because your masculine would, because we would be looking for the cards to confirm what you're.
But I know where I'm at.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gotten, we kind of did like a, wait, what was this 1 month, 6 months, 12 months for? Was that for?
Just work. That it was just, work specific.
Was that for work?
Yeah, we talked about it for work. Oh, no. No, we
that
didn't.
That was just vibes.
No, just vibes. That
and
was
then
just the, vibes. The shadow light was for work specifically.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We could just do one card for... I like giving you options, right?
Okay.
But, you know, just... And again, like, the what'll happen if you just wait around thing.
Right.
It's not that interesting to me.
No. Because really, we kind of know what the answer is.
What do you think the answer is?
Things will just keep happening as they're happening.
I guess, okay, what
but
would...
maybe I'll find more joy in it.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I had it and then I lost it. It would kind of be like, what, shoot.
I don't have it.
Vamp, 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 vamp.
I don't have it.
What? Oh, man. You know, maybe that's just the end of it.
Maybe that's the end of it.
Maybe that's the end of
that's
it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That was good. Thank you.
That's intuitive, too.
Yeah, true.
Knowing when to stop.
Knowing when it's over.
Do you, let's see if the, what a nice, like, compliment for you would be. What do we want the spirits? What would the spirits like to tell you?
Okay.
Janet. And then we'll...
And then we'll...
We'll end it.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't know if I want to know. Oh, your face is freaking me out.
No, it's just a card that I...
Did not
always
expect.
Have trouble with.
Oh, okay. I'm complex. That's a lot of wands.
That's a lot of wands.
Is there any peoples?
No.
How many wands is it?
They're just a bunch of wands or arrows shooting through the sky.
Yeah.
They're 8 wands.
Oh my God, what does that mean?
It's a very action-oriented card.
Oh no. That makes sense. The spirits want me to take action.
Jimmy from the editing booth. No, the spirits actually do not want Janet to take action. I was thinking about this on the way home today. And with the light and shadow pull that we did at the beginning of this, the light was the Queen of Wands, whereas the shadow was the Hermit reversed, right? I got a burp. I don't know when it's coming. I don't. There it is. fuck. Oh, God. So what's receiving a lot of light? The Queen of Wands is receiving a lot of light. Janet is feeling these feelings, which is represented by the Queen. And in response to feeling those feelings, she's getting the impulse to do something about it. She's saying, I'm feeling this, therefore I need to do something because these feelings are telling me that, you know, something's wrong, something, there's something I can fix here. And so the Queen of Wands, I looked it up, just did like a quick Google, and one of like the meanings for the Queen of Wands can be like courage. Doing something because you have that motivation to do so. However, that is what is receiving a lot of light in Janet's life. So Janet is getting a lot of, she's shining a lot of light on this whole, like, I'm feeling gross about something, I'm feeling something, therefore I need to do something about it. Whereas, like, if we did that masculine and feminine pull, we might see that the masculine is like, you gotta move, you gotta do something about this. Whereas the feminine would be like, actually, I'm going to just chill on this for a little bit. I'm not ready to move. So in the context of that first light and shadow pull, where the light was the Queen of Wands and the shadow was the Hermit reversed, I got a burp again. It's coming and I don't know. Excuse me, I didn't have to do that into the microphone. The Queen of Wands, shit. Okay. So, you know, there are those feelings, there's that impulse to act. But one of the reasons why Janet might not be ready to act, why she might be in that waiting phase, which is a very valid place to be. It's a very wise and discerning place to be like, okay, I'm not actually at that place where I'm ready to act or I know what I want to do. And part of the reason why she might not know what she wants to do is because she has not descended into that dark, scary place. All of that light, all of that fire from the Queen of Wands is being externalized rather than turned into the lantern that goes inward with the hermit. So that's all I've got for that.
Yeah, but we didn't ask them.
True.
What they wanted to say. Did we? I thought it was like, what? Maybe I did say. I was looking for, like, you know, what's a nice thing that the spirits would say about you?
Oh, is that what we asked?
And, like, the big thing is just, like, you're capable.
Okay.
Like, you're capable of moving when you gotta move, yeah, or when you want to move, or when you're, like, inspired by something.
Yeah.
And it's also a bummer when you're not inspired by something. And, like, that's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's some level of trust, mm-hmm, with the Eight of Wands.
Okay.
Where it's like, you, not like you got this, but like,
things will move again.
You will move again.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess maybe especially in like terms of like a depressive phase of your life.
The liminal space is liminal for a reason.
The liminal space is liminal. And like that requires like a lot of rest. And it requires
a lot.
Well, okay. Now we can't stop. You're sleeping a lot.
Like on the weekends, I've been sleeping in.
Yes.
A lot.
But you're also like, I don't think my dreams mean anything.
Yeah.
But when you are not going into that deep place for yourself, when you're not, yeah, having that reflection,
yeah,
for yourself, it's going to come out in your dreams.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, what is the theme from your dreams lately?
This is the Two of Wands. This is what we're asking.
Yeah.
We asked that question.
We got the Two of Wands reversed.
I'm like, I don't have an answer. So let's see what they
say. Do you remember the Two of Wands? We were talking about it in relation to the Three of Wands.
Yes. So,
that was the worst one.
I can't.
We might. Oh, I think it went under the couch too.
I can't move because Rui's on my
foot.
That's
okay.
The Two of Wands is all about creating something, putting something out into the universe. Sorry, it's probably pretty gross under there. Oh yeah, okay, I see.
Two is also like, two is duality. Two is like a choice.
Okay.
It's your yes
was it
and
upside
no.
down or was it,
it
right
was
side
upside
up?
Down.
Oh my god, freaks me out when that happens.
But like that kind of ties into what's been going on, where you were talking about like, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to wait.
Yeah.
And you get to wait.
Yeah.
But that is also where your,
liminal space is existing.
I guess. Yeah. Existing in the way of like, that is what's creating your liminal
right,
space.
Right. Yeah. That's really the honest thing. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And honestly, I don't even think that you necessarily have to. I don't think anything ever means like, oh, you have to do this in order to get out of the liminal space. Mm-hmm. The liminal space is just like that barrier between like really accepting what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe like the, like you're intellectually there where you're like, I understand why.
Right.
I'm not into this
yes,
right now.
Yes.
But how, I don't know, how often are you crying about not enjoying work?
Like never.
Yeah. So yeah. We're only identifying the problem.
Yeah.
And not like feeling.
Yes.
The way through it either.
That checks out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But you know, when you do feel things, when you're anxious as shit.
Yep.
Yeah. So like, that's like, so like your anxiety is like, it's not even like that's like a safe feeling for you to feel, but it is a feeling that you're very
familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like,
true,
it's coming out because there's no other, like, I don't know what emotional, outlets you're having at this moment.
Oh my God.
But I don't know how writing isn't an emotional outlet for you.
It is. I don't do it as much as I should. I'm trying to do more.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to dedicate more time.
Do you, so like when you're writing, are you writing? I know, I'm just going to leave it.
Okay.
When you're writing, is it like you're working on the book and the mm-hmm. plot and pulling all of those things together?
Mm-hmm.
Or is like some of your writing also like, okay, I'm going to write something different about what I'm actually going through? Or is it all focused on
the,
okay.
It's focused on the book.
Well.
Well.
be something for you to consider?
You have been telling me to dream journal.
Everybody should dream journal.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially if you have dreams.
I do. I don't always remember them, but I know they happened.
Do you not always remember them, like, as soon as you wake up or, like, just later in the day?
Sometimes right when I wake up, but sometimes not.
Vivid right when you wake up, and then you're like,
yeah, sometimes they're very vivid, which is when I would have to journal them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't remember them. Like, I remember something happened. And I kind of remember a vibe, but I don't remember the dream.
And honestly, even writing that down is the start of dream journaling, isn't it?
That's true. Maybe I'll try it.
And it's not going to solve your...
It's not going to bring me out of my liminal space.
No, but it kind of gets you into your liminal space. Right?
Right into the spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like... Okay. What, because what you've got, like, this, okay, what are we afraid of?
What are we afraid of?
You talking about the spiral? What are we afraid of? But, like, what's in the spiral?
Do you need these cards too if you're shopping? Okay,
what's in the spiral that is so scary?
Let's find out. Which one is it? I can't see it. Oh, it's the hermit.
It's the hermit.
But it's right side up.
It's the hermit right side up. So straight up in your spiral. I don't know. Like, I could just give you, like, the arc. Like, we could talk about the hermit again. But it's just, like, it's kind of just you.
I'm running from something.
Well, you're running from just you.
Yeah, true.
Right?
That's true.
And, like,
that is
in
true.
Terms of what you want out of a career or what you want out of a job or fulfillment or anything.
Yes.
Sometimes it's easier to be like, oh, no, I don't need those things, or I don't want those things.
Right.
Than it is to be like,
I'm not getting those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
or
true.
Like, I don't, and not, maybe it's not that I don't deserve those things, but, you know, it's like, yeah, everybody wants those things.
Right.
But maybe I'm just not, maybe the, maybe it's, maybe the price that I'd have to pay is too steep, or maybe I'm not even allowed to want those things, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. The spiral.
But, like, how do you, what, like, what are you going to find? I don't know. Give us something about this. Give, like, I don't know if it's to give you, like, confidence or, like...
I would imagine the bottom of the spiral is making decisions, making active decisions.
And then what's so scary about that?
Well, that means,
no,
like...
No, okay.
No?
But, like, that's just an interesting thing to say. Where, like, if you feel like the spiral, entering into that spiral is going to just, like, create this momentum that you're not going to be able to ignore anymore...
Yeah, maybe.
That doesn't necessarily have to be what's at the bottom of the spiral.
True.
The bottom of the spiral might just be like, holy fuck, I'm suffering right now.
Yeah.
Because who, like, honestly, having the bottom of the spiral be, now I have to do something about it.
Yeah.
Is almost better than I'm at the bottom of the spiral and now I'm just sitting in it.
True.
You know?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the bottom is just the way it is. Versus, yeah. There's things that could change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that. I hear that.
Yeah. And that's where you get into, like, that action and.
Right.
And feeling.
Yeah.
Component where it's like, I am not happy, but also, like, not wanting to not being the right time. For you to do something about it is valid.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, like, feeling, like, that's where discernment comes into play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like, I know I'm having a tough time, and I know that I'm not ready to do anything about it.
That's kind of where I'm at, I feel like. Yeah.
And then it seems like, you know, you're doing stuff for yourself, like writing.
Trying.
Yeah. But you could cry more.
Probably could cry more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I cry watching TV a lot, but I don't know if that counts.
What kind?
Like, anytime I see anything.
That's not vague at all.
Okay, hold on, hold on. What were Stefan and I watching? We were watching... what were we watching last night that I was tearing up a little bit? God damn it. I don't remember. I want to say it was Special Forces, but that seems weird.
It's Special Forces.
I'm trying to remember what we watched after Special Forces. Because I'm like, that seems like an odd place. But maybe that's what it was.
I'm sure they've got stories on Special Forces.
Well, like, I know that the husband had to leave and then the wife decided to go with him, which was really nice. But I don't remember it being that emotional.
Yeah.
And neither of them cried. If I see other people cry on TV, I usually cry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're desperate for it.
Probably.
I'm reading a book right now. And there was a... It's like a guy telling his life story.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you know, he's a really smart kid. And he... You know, he's going to end up being like some kind of magician or like a wizard. They call it an arcanist.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, oh, okay, this kid's like going to have to go to the university. He's going to have to leave his mom and dad behind. It's going to be really sad. Blah, blah, blah. And I get to a chapter. And at one point, he's talking about how his mom and dad sent him off to go get firewood because, you know, they want some alone time. As they're, and he's like, that makes sense. And like, you know, like I take a long time to go get firewood and that's what you have to do when you're on the road all the time.
Okay.
And then the sentence was, I like to imagine they, what was it? But it was something about like the last few hours that they had, or like, I hope they enjoyed the last few hours that they had.
Because he's murdering them?
He's not murdering them. They just get murdered.
Oh.
And that just fucking broke me. I was so ready for it to be like
he comes back and they're murdered.
The entire troop is murdered.
Oh. Like, so he's like, I hope they had a good time together.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll have to send you what the actual thing was. Because it just came out of nowhere. But it was one of those things where it was like, this sentence can only mean like, these are the last hours of their lives.
Right.
And I was so ready for it to be like a personal choice that he had to make. And like, I don't know if he would hate himself for it or really struggle with it.
Okay.
But no, you just, family gets murdered.
Wow. Sometimes.
You know, without the actual, the actual sentence, I'm really upset.
I'm getting the vibes though. I feel like I'm getting
the vibes. I wrote it down.
Maybe not the most powerful of the vibes that they could be.
No, of course not. Oh, I hope they spent those last few hours well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my whole body just, like, got a rush of heat when I was like,
oh, no.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was sad. What the fuck? Holy fuck. What the fuck? Yep. Okay. Wow. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode of Shame on Me. Seems like a good episode to fall asleep to. Not because I thought it was interesting.
I thought it was interesting too. Yeah, me too.
But it was definitely demure.
Yeah, especially the first half we were funny.
Yeah, send me, like, if you guys want if you want us to psychoanalyze your relationship with your dog.
Yes.
Or a person, ask the spirits about anything, you let us know.
We're here for you.
That's
what we're here for.
You got anything?
Got nothing else.
Well, till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Ooh.